Tom, we are hearing at TechEd about, in terms of the .NET framework, now we're starting to see pieces that are being called .NET 3.5. And I was wondering if you could walk us through a couple of updates, maybe starting with what's new with the WCF portion of .NET.
Thanks. .NET Framework 3.5 is an extension of the .NET Framework 3.0. It's still built on top of the .NET 2.0 CLR, so customers can still continue moving forward with their applications. But when we introduced .NET Framework 3.0, we introduced a couple of new pieces, those being the components formerly known as WinFX that you had mentioned. Within those, .NET Framework 3.5 continues adding additional features to those. So, for example, things like WPF is starting to take advantage of things like Windows Forms. We're providing some designers that will exist within Visual Studio. Windows Communication Foundation, or WCF, is introducing some additional features that continue to extend on the idea of how we're going to expose data. Those include a new REST set of APIs, a new set of REST bindings, as well as some syndication to take advantage of things like RSS. Probably one of my favorite features is really in WF, which is really the idea of exposing workflow activities out. And this is something that we've heard from people repeatedly, of I want to build a workflow and I want to expose that workflow out. Well, how do I want to do that? Well, I want to do that with WCF. So we're introducing workflow-enabled services that make it easy to expose out WF activities as WCF services.
And in terms of the bindings that are newly available with WCF, specifically ones that have to do with syndication and the thing called REST.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So when we introduced WCF with .NET Framework 3.0, it really was our looking at kind of a unified programming model. We spent a lot of time, and .NET Framework 3.0 includes bindings and the ability to communicate with things like MSMQ, WS Star, and other things. When we started looking at what features we wanted to add in with .NET Framework 3.5, one of the things that we've heard is that as the Internet has grown over the last couple of years, people want to take advantage of some of the other models that are out there. So first and foremost, things like syndication, the idea of RSS and Atom are being built in directly as bindings within WCF. The other is the idea of REST. And if you're not familiar with REST really looks at the web as a programming model that takes advantage of the HTTP verbs, and they're not big fans of using SOAP or any of the features around that, which when we looked at it, it makes sense for certain scenarios, and we just want to provide them a common programming model that they can work in. So within that, WCF includes in 3.5 a REST programming model, as well as extensions to the WS Star standards, ones that are just starting to finish up and coming out of specification. So to us, WCF is a unified programming model that gives you the choice whether you want to do REST or you want to do, you know, the more advanced WS Star protocols.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time today. I'm sure our readers do, too.
Thank you.